Hey everyone, I'm doing this video because I've had some parents of clients reach out about what they should or should not be saying after sporting events when their child gets into the vehicle. And so that's why I'm doing this video. And I think we go to the end and figure out, okay, what is the goal? What environment, what experience should we be creating after a game? Let's fast forward to the skills and abilities we would like for them to have in the future, and then work our way back in what type of environment, what should we be encouraging after games in young athletes. So we want athletes that can decide for themselves and be aware of what is good performance and what is not. And you may be thinking, why is this? Well, after sporting events, a lot of athletes won't be sure. Did I play well? Did I not? Does coach think I played well? Does coach think I not play well? Am I caring too much about what coach thinks? So on and so forth. So, and we see this in athletes, that there's this inkling to want to uphold the expectations of others. So very externally regulated. Now let's work backwards and see, okay, so a child gets into the vehicle. What environment should we be creating? Well, ideally an environment where they start to determine on their own what was good and what was not. The other thing we want to do is allow them to process that, allow them to get to their conclusion. So it's not mom and dad or coach or scout or agent or whomever else is saying this was good, this was not good. In a perfect world, we'd like to have an athlete that can see for themselves and have agency and control over that. You know, that wasn't good, that I could be better. Or even though things didn't work out on the scoreboard, I'm actually feeling pretty good about what just transpired. Which takes things one step further. We think about that environment. What should we say? What should we not say? Let's remove all that complexity and lob the ball over to the other side of the court and let the young athlete process, discuss, and work through what had just transpired. So it's not about solving. It's not about having the perfect script. It's not about having the perfect line or thing to say. Make it easy. Let them share. Give them the microphone, because what happens is they are now given an opportunity to process what they just experienced. And I want to add a side note. There doesn't always need to be a rush to process this right away, right after sport. And I'm going to use an example. You watching this, maybe as a soon-to-be parent, young parent, or a parent that's been a parent for a while, you finish a day at work, 8-hour day. It went well, maybe it didn't go well. You come home, drop your stuff, and right away, imagine someone came into your face and said, hey, tell me about how today was. Tell me how it went. Tell me what you thought. Tell me how you feel. Tell me your goals. Tell me what this person said. What did you think about this person's mistake at work? Would you want that? No. You'd want to open up about that on your own time, and probably would be beneficial to process some of the things that went on in the day. So I like keeping things simple. I don't like all the cognitive gymnastics and do this, do that. I would say make it easy. Just create an environment conducive to processing what just happened. That will allow them to determine what is good and what is not, allow them to set standards for themselves, and most importantly, allowing them to practice processing. Because as they process those difficult experiences, it is very likely that they're also going to sharpen tools and arm themselves with the ability to process those tough times as they get older and in the future. As always, questions, comments, feedback, please leave them below. Thanks for watching.